My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
It is Halloween, and in honor of the spookiest day of the year, we have the Thumps Paranormal Group here with us from
yes.
the Thumb of Michigan. Tim, Lisa, thank you so much for being here this morning. Get nice and close to that mic. You guys can kind of take turns, put it right up in front of you.
Now, you guys said you've been investigating paranormal happenings, I guess, all around the area for 12 years now?
Yes.
All right. And what are some of the haunted places you can talk about that you can say, honestly, did you go in skeptical of these places so you want to prove that it's haunted or that it's just you're hearing noises?
Actually, what we try to do is to actually disprove.
Disprove, okay.
And when people call us and they say, okay, this is happening, the first thing we do is, okay, let's see what could duplicate what they're hearing.
Okay.
And once we rule out everything like that, we then get into, okay, maybe it's this, and then we'll get right down into really going at it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are some of the places that you could say, you know what, this place, hands down, we can say there is something strange in the neighborhood here?
Gilligan's Restaurant in Cass City, Michigan, definitely.
Definitely.
And then we had a home in Lapeer that had been moved from downtown out of Lapeer, but it used to be a nunnery.
Oh.
And we had a boy that had reportedly hung himself in the attic. We found a rope. We found the rope.
Oh, really?
Yeah, between the wall, and pulled it out, took pictures of that.
You found the rope. How old was the rope, would you say?
It was
quite old.
Quite old?
Yeah.
Okay.
It had happened sometime before.
Okay. All right. Wow, that is some... I mean, does it scare you guys? Do you guys get scared going into these places?
No, nervous maybe, but
okay.
it passes.
Are you scared that, and I know I've heard this before, that spirits could follow you when you go home or to your work or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you guys are afraid could happen?
No, we... Actually, a lot of people do a little prayer when they enter, prayer when they leave.
Okay.
We don't. People, I've been known to say, come with me.
Oh, so you're kind of encourage them, like...
Yeah, come on with me. It's like I need some excitement at home, so I stop.
Oh. What's that say about you, Tim? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like the Pied Piper of ghosts. You're just like, you know, come with me, and they all follow you wherever you go.
Haven't yet.
Not yet?
Not
no.
yet.
No,
okay.
We haven't quite had anybody follow us home yet, but... She still asked them to come along.
All right.
As long as you're okay with that, Tim.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I grew up in a haunted house.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, where was this at?
In Caro.
Oh, in Caro.
Yeah, from my eighth grade throughout my whole high school, it was the house we were in was haunted.
Have you gone back and investigated that house?
Actually, no, I haven't, simply because, after my parents left and everything like mm-hmm. that, it fell into somebody else's hands and nobody's
yes.
wanted to have us investigate or anything like that.
Right.
And met the last owner kind of offhand, and he seemed like a bit of a jerk, so.
Okay. wasn't letting you in for the ghost hunt, huh?
No.
Now, you guys investigate all over the Thumb area, and
we've investigated as far north as St. Ignace down uh-huh. as far south as Fort Gratiot.
All right.
Okay, cool.
We're going to get into some of the scary details coming up, and we're going to play what's paranormal investigators call EVPs, and these are out-of-body voices or voices that you can't hear just normally. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right. And they say that these are from ghosts that are on the other side that are trying to talk to you, who are trying to communicate with you,
mm-hmm.
but can't. Is that right?
Well, actually, they seem to do a pretty good job.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they're getting through.
Thanks to technology, we capture these things, but... you know, just sitting here talking, something that we wouldn't hear normally, correct?
There are times I've actually heard.
Really?
Yeah, and catch it later and find it on the recording, and that's really cool.
Wow. It's strange how, you know, some of them you can hear, mm-hmm. and some you can only hear through the recordings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess
right.
based on how strong the ghost is or something like that.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, we're talking to Tim and Lisa from the Thumps Paranormal Group over there in the Thumb. Are we going to play that audio now, Will?
We're going to come back around 7:30. Again, we're on Facebook mm-hmm. Live, so you can see us as well. And then 7:30, we're going to go ahead and play some audio. And you guys can kind of explain where the audio came from, what they're saying on the audio, and kind of the backstory on that.
Okay.